This morning at WCHL, more on day one of same-sex marriage here in Orange County. County commissioners are talking about Rogers Road tonight. And what are UNC students doing for fall break? Carolina Connection has the report. These stories and much more, plus your Chapligan weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, we look at UNC football as the Tar Heels seek another mid-season turnaround like last year's.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 71 degrees this morning, considerably warmer than it was this time yesterday. Although it's a mostly cloudy day, areas of dense fog this morning. Be careful with that. And a 50% chance for showers, mainly later on in the day, in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 70s will also get some strong winds later in the day. The mayor of Carrboro and her longtime partner were first in line of same-sex couples who showed up at the Orange County Register of Deeds office on Monday for marriage licenses. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
Yeah, we had to say this. Right. We further make oath that there is no legal impediment to our marriage.
Alicia Stemper shared that with a small group of cheering supporters as she and her partner, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, walked back into the lobby of the Orange County Register of Deeds office with their 16-year-old son, Avery Stemper. The family arrived at around 7:45 a.m., and the office opened at 8. The initial Monday morning rush of same-sex couples getting marriage licenses was expected. On Friday, District Court Judge Max Cogburn in Asheville struck down Amendment 1 and made same-sex marriage legal in North Carolina at around 5:30 p.m., a half hour after the Orange County office had closed. By 10 a.m. Monday, 9 gay and lesbian Orange County couples had gotten their licenses. It was an emotional day for some, including Stemper, whose hand trembled as she held the paper.
I'm happy and I'm kind of overwhelmed. The emotion, it's hard to prepare for, and it feels like I look at her face and it's, you know, reading that sentence, it really hit me anew.
She and Lavelle have been together since 2003. They had a commitment ceremony 10 years ago, attended by friends and family. Lavelle said an October wedding is being planned.
Plans are in the works for that right now. We're actually looking at Saturday, October 25th. And you'll hear more about it probably shortly because it's something that we want to celebrate really with the community.
Carrboro couple Lance Underwood and Mark Davis showed up wearing matching tuxedo hoodies. That's because they intended to walk across the street to the courthouse right after they got the license.
We're just gonna hopefully walk across the street and make it happen because we've already had a real wedding with all of our family and friends, you know, three and a half years ago. So this is just about, you know, the paperwork and making it real.
Signing the deal.
Some local elected officials were at the deeds office just to lend support and offer congratulations. One of them was Hillsboro Town Board member Jen Weaver.
It's thrilling that Hillsboro is the county seat. This is one of those times where it's just a wonderful place to feel proud about.
Another was Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo.
It's a really exciting historic day, and I wanted to be here to see the first couples come through.
Register of Deeds Deborah Brooks lost her re-election bid in May to former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, possibly in part because she stated she would only issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples if that was legal according to the state. Chilton said he would issue them immediately, regardless. On Monday, as Brooks oversaw the smooth, orderly issuance of marriage licenses to same-sex couples for the first time in her office, she seemed as happy as anyone.
I'm excited for them because me, as Register of Deeds, all I'm trying to do is follow the law, and we're ready to issue the license for everyone.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners will get updates on the progress of two community centers when the board meets tonight. The Rogers Road Community Center is expected to be finished later this month and turned over to the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association for a grand opening next month. Meanwhile, plans to renovate the Cedar Grove Community Center are moving forward, with construction expected to be complete by fall of next year. Commissioners will also discuss plans to request a larger allocation of drinking water from Jordan Lake to support economic growth in the Buckhorn, Eno, and Hillsborough Development Districts. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Whitted Meeting Room in Hillsborough. And Carborough Alderman will meet tonight to continue a discussion on what agricultural support enterprises to allow in the rural buffer. The board could endorse a plan to make it easier to convert old farm buildings and new businesses to support local agriculture. Board members will also consider creating a new mixed-use zoning category to encourage development in the town's northern study area along Homestead Road. The board meets tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. WCHO News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1-2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
One great team joins another. The team at Harrington Bank is now part of the Bank of North Carolina family. Harrington Bank customers will continue to see familiar faces along with some new ones, along with more products and services. At Bank of North Carolina, we are operating from a position of strength and stability. We work with individuals, businesses, and professional clients. We invite you to visit us at our Chapel Hill locations or at any of our other banking offices throughout the Carolinas. If your bank is not delivering more than you expect, we need to talk. Member FDIC.
Lisa's call came in when she was at the grocery store. Her phone rang and everything changed. Mom had had a stroke. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. She thought she'd have more time, but she never knew how to get the conversation started. Now she'd have to make decisions on behalf of a mother whose wishes she knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Good morning. It is 6:13 at WCHL. Carborough Police will now carry kits to help prevent drug overdose deaths. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Starting immediately, all Carborough police officers will be issued kits containing naloxone, a drug that temporarily blocks the effects of opiates. Officials say accidental poisoning deaths have risen 300% in North Carolina since 1999, with opiate overdoses accounting for 92% of that increase. All Carborough officers, including those who work in patrol, schools, and community services, will be issued the kits and trained to administer the drug nasally. Since December of last year, the Orange County Health Department has offered the life-saving kits to friends and families of opiate users, along with training on how to use them. Under the 2013 Good Samaritan Law, people who seek help for an overdose victim can no longer be prosecuted for possession of small amounts of drugs, paraphernalia, or underage drinking. This is meant to encourage reporting of overdoses and get victims help right away. Police say if you suspect someone has overdosed, call 911 and stay with the person until help arrives. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Governor Pat McCrory and Health and Human Services Secretary Aldana Vosh say North Carolina has taken a number of steps to prepare in the event a case of Ebola is diagnosed here in our state. McCrory told a news conference on Monday this week that Vosh and other health officials have been working with medical providers, county health departments, and the military. His office said North Carolina has been preparing since July for any Ebola diagnosis. State officials say the Department of Health and Human Services is actively monitoring for cases using a network of hospital-based public health epidemiologists in the state's largest hospital systems and surveillance of emergency department visits. An Ebola hotline has been established by Carolina's Poison Center. That number is 1-800-222-1222. That's 1-800-222-1222. And callers should press 6 for questions about Ebola. We have that contact information in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. A Wake County judge has declined to allow concealed carry permit holders to bring their guns to the North Carolina State Fair, which opens later this week. Judge Donald Stevens said on Monday that he would not grant a preliminary injunction to the group challenging the longstanding ban on guns at the fair. Thomas Stark, an attorney representing the gun rights group Grassroots North Carolina, argued that concealed carry permit holders have a high level of proficiency and improved public safety for all fairgoers. Stevens remarked that the law in the matter is a quagmire. The attorney general's office argued that lawmakers did not intend to allow guns at the fair with a recent change to concealed carry laws and speculated that they would fix any ambiguity in the next session. Franklin Street will be a little quieter this week because it's fall break at Carolina, but while many students will be taking the time off to relax, others will use the opportunity to give back through community service. Alex Thomas reports for Carolina Connection.
Fall break, a special time of year that gives students the chance to take a break from the stress, the frustration, and the late nights brought on from midterm exams and classes. While most students use these 4 days to go back home or relax in Chapel Hill, students like Junior Saw Muhammad see this break as an opportunity for something different, the chance to give back to those less fortunate.
I guess throughout my life, I've really been interested in service and communities and how, as an individual, I can have a better impact on those communities.
Muhammad is a first-time participant in this year's Alternative Fall Break program, which is one of the service opportunities provided by APPLES, a student organization that encourages learning beyond the classroom. Junior Daniel Irvin, the co-chair for the Alternative Fall Break program, says APPLES provides educational opportunities that are not available in the average classroom setting.
One of the ways you do service learning is you learn by doing things. You can learn about an issue you're interested in by working with a community organization that is working to tackle this issue.
There are 6 experiences APPLES sponsors through this program: urban communities, Latino communities, rural communities, environmental issues, arts in the public service, and service learning initiative. Last fall, Irvin led the environmental issues experience in Nag's Head and on Roanoke Island, where he spent his time not only addressing issues related to climate change, but also helping create a network of friends.
My favorite part was just from the Wednesday we left to the Sunday we got back, seeing how the whole team came together. And even now after that we're done, we'll still do things with each other. And so I think that was probably the highlight of my experience.
For her first trip, Muhammad is going to Washington, D.C., and though she is not sure what her group will be doing, she is looking forward to the experience.
But the thing I really like about this program is that we're traveling to a different region. So that gives me insight into a different community that I'm not completely used to or familiar with. So I feel like through those things or through going somewhere else to perform that service and to learn, you gain insight and perspective.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Alex Thomas.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL Saturday mornings at 8:30 during the school year, except this weekend when they will be off for fall break. It's 6:18 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Not a lot of traffic, to be honest, this morning. Very light out there. We do have some fog out there, so please be careful. Visibility not great. We have fog and a lot of clouds. In fact, it's going to be a cloudy day. More on that coming up. But if you spot any traffic problems this morning that we're not talking about, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. You can talk to Aaron Keck there. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro, so you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Well, time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather, and let's expand on that fog. Mostly cloudy, areas of dense fog this morning. Some spots it's worse than others, of course. 50% chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 78 degrees and some strong wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies, 70% chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight, overnight low 68, and some strong winds up to 25 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms in our forecast with a high in the low 70s, some strong winds as well. Low tomorrow night, middle 50s with rain continuing overnight. So not exactly great weather to write home about. Let me just tell you that Five Guys Burgers and Fries is a good place to go to get a delicious burger. If burgers are not your thing, enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. Now, WCHL Championship Sports, and let's start with Carolina football. UNC football head coach Larry Fedora is comparing the Tar Heels' tough 50-43 loss at Notre Dame on Saturday to last season's 27-23 setback to Miami here in Chapel Hill. The parallels are plentiful, but will UNC back it up with another dramatic turnaround? WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
There were many bright spots. There were some things that we were able to take from this game, and hopefully we'll be able to grow on and, you know, we'll be a better football team because of it.
That was UNC head coach Larry Fedora. The energy was up. The Tar Heel defenders were flying to the ball and playing with aggression. Marquise Williams and the offense were clicking on all cylinders. Was Saturday the beginning of a transformation reminiscent of the Miami game on Zero Dark Thursday in Keenan Stadium a year ago? The similarities are eerie. Both games were played in mid-October. UNC was largely written off heading into both contests following sluggish starts to the seasons. The Tar Heels were facing an undefeated and top 10 team on both occasions. And to top it all off, the underdog Tar Heels carried a surprising lead into the fourth quarter, only to suffer a painful loss both years. In 2013, following the Miami defeat, UNC stood at 1-5 on the season. But the Tar Heels were a new team afterwards, rallying to win six of their next seven games to finish with a 7-6 record and a Belk Bowl victory. The precedent is there, but can UNC find that detour roadmap and navigate through to a bowl game yet again? Coach Fedora is confident if Carolina is able to clean up its own act, the Tar Heels can match up competitively with anyone.
I think that, our football team came out of that understanding that if we take care of ourselves, we can play with anybody. I mean, but again, it for us, it's about us. I mean, every team we've played, that have defeated us, you give them the credit. They've done a great job. But we just got to take care of us. We take care of us, we give ourselves a chance to win against anybody.
Coach Fedora is hoping his Tar Heels can draw inspiration from what they were able to accomplish post-Miami in 2013 and apply it to 2014.
I guess I would say that this Notre Dame game was a lot like Miami last year, we learned a lot of lessons in that game and we started playing much better, and hopefully we'll do the same thing this year.
If the 2-4 Tar Heels are to embark on a similar recovery effort this season, they'll have to start the process by overcoming the triple option attack of Georgia Tech. Coach Fedora says there is no good way to replicate what Georgia Tech head coach Paul Johnson does with his offense, with a scout team in practice. But Coach Fedora says the team is looking forward to returning home and taking on the Yellow Jackets.
Excited about coming home and playing in front of our fans again taking on a very good Georgia Tech football team that totally makes you stop everything that you're doing on defense and change to prepare for the triple option attack.
It will be a tough hurdle to clear Saturday. UNC has dropped 14 out of its last 16 matchups with Georgia Tech, including losses in the last five meetings. But maybe a narrow miss against a top 10 opponent will again prove to be the necessary fodder for another successful Tar Heel turnaround. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
By the way, quarterback Marquise Williams was named the Atlantic Coast Conference Offensive Back of the Week for his outstanding performance in that game against Notre Dame. And, we're playing Georgia Tech this weekend, and last year we had 2 weeks to prepare. I'm not really sure that it even helps you to have that this year. They have only 1 week to prepare, so, it's always tough to get ready for the Yellow Jackets. We'll see what happens. UNC Athletics Office has announced the 2015 Carolina baseball schedule featuring 38 home games, including a visit from 2013 NCAA champion UCLA. The season begins February 13th with a home game against Seton Hall. UCLA visits later in the month. ACC play begins for the Tar Heels on March 6th, also at home in Bosch Emmer Stadium against Duke. For the complete schedule, you can visit GoHeels.com, or you can also get the schedule by finding this story on our website at chapelboro.com. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by BASF. Through science and sustainable innovation, BASF enables its customers to meet the present and future needs of society. BASF, the chemical company. This is Charles Osgood. America's water mains are breaking in city after city across the country. This July, a big one burst in Los Angeles, as our CBS News colleague Brandon Scott.
With a sky-high geyser blasting through a giant crater in LA's famous Sunset Boulevard. 20 million gallons of water poured into the street, flooding the nearby UCLA campus. Then, just 2 weeks ago, another pipe burst, turning the iconic Sunset Strip into a raging river. It was the latest high-profile rupture in America's second-largest city, where each day an average of three water mains break.
It's getting out of hand, as you'll hear after this. The American dream, it's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you. It takes a lot to build the future. About half of the energy and resources we consume around the world, we use in construction. But if you add just the right chemistry, we can build better and smarter. BASF has solutions that make construction more mindful of the environment and make buildings more durable and efficient. Because when you're building the future, you need to build a future that lasts. And when we can build more while using less, it's because at BASF, we create chemistry. To learn more, visit WeCreateChemistry.com. Here again is Brandon Scott with Jeff Bray, an L.A. water superintendent.
With our budget the way it currently is, we're on a 300-year cycle to replace the smaller pipes.
Replacing these pipes every 300 years, that doesn't seem fast enough.
It's not fast enough.
And L.A. is not alone. Ask Cassie Hill of Tulsa.
Thank goodness for the firefighters. They helped me walk across in my flip-flops, and then they carried my dog across.
And near Denver, a recent pair of brakes tore a hole through a suburban street and caused a sinkhole that swallowed a minivan.
The American Society of Civil Engineers issued a report on the nation's infrastructure last year.
Water distribution earned a disappointing D after the report found a daily national average of 700 water main breaks.
Says Society Director Brian Palish.
That's unacceptable.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Presenting sponsor of the 2014 Battle for Atlantis contest, Continental Tire is sending two lucky UNC fans to the Bahamas to cheer on your Tar Heels. Let Continental Tire get you in the game with their award-winning Eco Plus technology that gains you miles and saves money. From the all-new True Contact to the Cross Contact LX20, Continental Tire has a tire that's right for you. To find a retailer near you, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design. And Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground. And Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore or go to stanleymartin.com.
Hey, Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What? You think we only like a pizza?
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair available for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL.
Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL in the beginning of another cloudy day. Not exactly beautiful out there. It is 70 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy. Areas of dense fog this morning. Please be aware of that. You can't see very far in front of your car in some spots. A 50-50 chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the upper 70s and some strong winds coming along later in the day as well. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies. 70% chance of rain with a slight chance of thunderstorms probably after midnight if we get any storm activity. Our overnight low around 67 or 68, and again, some strong winds. And then tomorrow, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms, and our high tomorrow in the low 70s, and very windy in the afternoon tomorrow. So not exactly a great weather forecast. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Storms in the south in Walker County, Alabama. A tree hit a mobile home, killing a woman. A neighbor says...
Just got home and taken in groceries, and she just sat down, and it happened.
Another neighbor says a man inside the home was trapped.
I heard the tree, and it fell, and he started screaming, help, 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 help. And everybody started running.
In Hinesville, Alabama, trees fell as well.
We were asleep and I woke up to a loud thump and glass breaking.
A tornado ripped through Madison County, Alabama. Sheriff's Department says they were
going house to house, any house that had damage, making sure that the occupants were okay, nobody was hurt.
But one man died in a tornado had hit his house, this neighbor says.
That's just very sad. God needed him worse than we did.
Now the cleanup is on. Alabama Power's Ike Piggott.
A secondary storm system caused some of our folks to stand down for a little bit. You can't get out and put buckets up in the air when you've got lightning and heavy winds.
More than 20,000 customers still without power. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70 this morning at Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. I'm Ron Stutz. The mayor of Carborough and her longtime partner were first in line of same-sex couples who showed up at the Orange County Register of Deeds office on Monday for marriage licenses. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
We had to say this. We further make oath that there is no legal impediment to our marriage.
Alicia Stemper shared that with a small group of cheering supporters as she partner, Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, walked back into the lobby of the Orange County Register of Deeds office with their 16-year-old son, Avery Stemper. The family arrived at around 7:45 a.m. and the office opened at 8. The initial Monday morning rush of same-sex couples getting marriage licenses was expected. On Friday, District Court Judge Max Cogburn in Asheville struck down Amendment 1 and made same-sex marriage legal in North Carolina at around 5:30 p.m., a half hour after the Orange County office had closed. By 10 a.m. Monday, 9 gay and lesbian Orange County couples had gotten their licenses. It was an emotional day for some, including Stemper, whose hand trembled as she held the paper.
I'm happy and I'm kind of overwhelmed. The emotion, it's hard to prepare for, and it feels like I look at her face and it's, you know, reading that sentence, it really hit me anew.
She and Lavelle have been together since 2003. They had a commitment ceremony 10 years ago, attended by friends and family. Lavelle said an October wedding is being planned.
Plans are in the works for that right now. We're actually looking at Saturday, October 25th. And you'll hear more about it probably shortly because it's something that we want to celebrate really with the community.
Carborough couple Lance Underwood and Mark Davis showed up wearing matching tuxedo hoodies. That's because they intended to walk across the street to the courthouse right after they got the license.
We're just gonna hopefully walk across the street and make it happen. Yes, we've already had a real wedding with all of our family and friends, you know, three and a half years ago. So this is just about, you know, the paperwork and making it real.
Signing the deal.
Some local elected officials were at the deeds office just to lend support and offer congratulations. One of them was Hillsborough Town Board member Jen Weaver.
It's thrilling that Hillsborough is the county seat. This is one of those times where it's just a wonderful place to feel proud about.
Another was Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo.
It's a really exciting historic day, and I wanted to be here to see the first couples come through.
Register of Deeds Deborah Brooks lost her re-election bid in May to former Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, possibly in part because she stated she would only issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples if that was legal according to the state. Chilton said he would issue them immediately, regardless. On Monday, as Brooks oversaw the smooth, orderly issuance of marriage licenses to same-sex couples for the first time in her office, she seemed as happy as anyone.
I'm excited for them because me, as registered deeds, all I'm trying to do is follow the law, and we're ready to issue the license for everyone.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Registers of deeds across North Carolina started accepting marriage applications from gay couples on Monday following that historic court ruling. That ruling on Friday came from an unexpected source. Most observers were watching North Carolina's Middle District, where Judge William Osteen appeared poised to act. But it was Judge Max Cogburn who actually issued the ruling in the Western District Court in Asheville. And one of the attorneys on the case was Mark Kleinsmith, who's also the mayor of Chapel Hill. He joined WCHL's Aaron Keck on the air yesterday to talk about it.
I was packing up, and I had left my office and headed down Franklin Street to for some fellowship with some folks who were meeting up at True Cafe. And I got there about 5:15, and about 15 minutes later, there was somebody else who was attending the same event showed me a post on his phone that said Judge Cogburn had entered an order. And I was like, oh, come on now. I'm on this case. I'd know that if that were true. And I pulled my phone out, and lo and behold, there it was. Three orders coming down in quick succession from Judge Cogburn that, in essence, then, you know, recognized marriage equality in North Carolina. It was an amazing moment.
That is Mayor Mark Kleinsmith speaking with Aaron Keck. There's a lot more to that interview, of course, and you can get it on our website at chapelboro.com. He was speaking about the case that he worked on that led to the ruling last week striking down the ban on same-sex marriage. In other news this morning, Orange County commissioners will get updates on the progress of two community centers when the board meets tonight. The Rogers Road Community Center is expected to be finished later this month and then turned over to the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association for a grand opening next month. Meanwhile, plans to renovate the Cedar Grove Community Center are moving forward, with construction expected to be finished by fall of next year. Commissioners will also discuss plans to request a larger allocation of drinking water from Jordan Lake to support economic growth in the Buckhorn, Eno, and Hillsborough development districts. The board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Whitted Meeting Room in Hillsborough. And Carborough Alderman will meet tonight to continue a discussion on what agricultural support enterprises to allow in the rural buffer. The board could endorse a plan to make it easier to convert old farm buildings into new businesses to support local agriculture. Board members will also consider creating a new mixed-use zoning category to encourage development in the town's northern study area along Homestead Road. The board meets tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. People unhappy with North Carolina's path toward inland natural gas exploration through permits for fracking want Governor Pat McCrory to know about their continued opposition. Representatives of several environmental groups say they will deliver names of more than 50,000 people who don't want drilling to occur to McCrory's Capitol building office this morning. The groups are part of the Frack Free NC Alliance. The State Energy and Mining Commission wrapped up last month the public comment period for proposed fracking rules its members have developed over the last couple of years. The panel is expected to finalize the regulations and send them to the General Assembly by January. The rules could go into effect by early next year if lawmakers don't stop them. And the search for a new North Carolina Poet Laureate should be settled before the end of the year under a process that resembles the one used before the governor chose someone who resigned less than a week after she was appointed. Today is the deadline for submitting nominations. A spokeswoman for the State Department of Cultural Resources says more than 30 nominations have been submitted so far, although many are duplicates. Cultural Resources Secretary Susan Klutz is heading a panel to make nominations to the governor. Previous poet laureate Joseph Bethanti says he's optimistic about the process, which is similar to the one used before a controversy erupted this summer with a poet laureate appointed by the governor outside the usual process. A new poet laureate should be named in December. After what happened to the last poet laureate that was named by the governor, it really is hard to imagine anybody wanting that position at this point or having the thick skin in order to get it, because she received such criticism. It was amazing. 6:39 at WCHL. Coming up next, Wes Hare says we should listen to the prophetic voices. That is on the way next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
Tired of summer clothes? Then donate them to the PTA Thrift Shop and shop for your new fall and winter wardrobe, as well as other seasonal merchandise. Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of the PTA Thrift Shop. You can shop us 7 days a week, and you are guaranteed that new merchandise is put out daily. And remember, your donation helps us support the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School PTAs. Visit our locations in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. The PTA Thrift Shop, so much more than a thrift store.
At Great Outdoor Provision Company, we know that nothing restores one's sanity quite like getting out on the water. That's why we're thrilled to announce the arrival of 2015 Hobie kayaks. We're one of the first retailers in the country to receive these new Hobie models, complete with patented Mirage Drive for the perfect combination of maneuverability, stability, and speed. Stop by our Eastgate location today and discover these adventure-ready Hobie models, or find out more at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jeff Cepeda from Duke University Medical Center. October 13th begins Obsessive Compulsive Disorder Awareness Week. Roughly 4 million adults and children suffer with OCD every day. Many people suffer for years before seeking help. If you worry about yourself or a loved one, I encourage you to learn more by joining me and other local experts Wednesday, October 15th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Cameron Village Regional Library, 1930 Clark Avenue in Raleigh. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about elevating OCD awareness.
We have 71 degrees this morning at 641, and be careful. The fog out there is awfully thick in some spots. We'll get your traffic and weather together coming up in just a few minutes.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It takes a lot of sweat, elbow grease, and tears to gain the status of being a prophetic voice. Us locals are being blessed with the presence of such voices next weekend. The Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II has stimulated the North Carolina NAACP into a driving force and led many of us to follow him onto the historic thousands on Jones Street for 8 years, and then over 900 of us being arrested at the Moral Monday Forward Together challenges of the North Carolina legislature. During the past 2 years, a vigorous salute to this Reverend and all of us who appreciate his prophetic voice. Another prophetic voice. Baldemar Velasquez, son of migrant farm workers, preacher, singer, a MacArthur Award for Genius Grant winner, and founder of FLOC, the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, has developed a unique three-way collective bargaining agreement between First Campbell Soup, farmers and farm workers in the 80s, with Mount Olive Pickle Company at the corner of Cucumber and Vine, farmers and farm workers in 2004, and now is vigorously at work on the same vital dynamic with the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Both Barber and Velasquez have succeeded in stirring up the churches, community groups, and many of us possibly complacent do-gooders to rally alongside these prophetic voices as the continuing struggle for justice for the workers goes forward. At Binkley Baptist, the Seymour Symposium, onward through the fog with hope. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Next to the head coach of the Tar Heels, Larry Fedora, and coach, coming off a game against Notre Dame, a lot of points. Your team played well, ultimately came up a little short. You've seen the film of that multiple times at this point. What'd you see from your squad during that matchup?
Well, as you said, there were some good things and some bad things, and we moved the ball very well offensively. Turned it over twice, which resulted in 14 points. One of those was going down and in, which really hurt you, because that's a 14-point swing. We missed a field goal early on in the red zone, which hurt us also. And then defensively, we gave up 83 yards on scrambles alone, which was really a backbreaker. And then some of those screens that really killed us.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. Your plans include alcohol. Please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Coach, you turned the page this week to Georgia Tech, and always a unique challenge against the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, it's a very unique offense, and Paul Johnson runs it as well as anybody in the country. And, you just kind of have to stop and change gears defensively for it, and you only have a few days to do it. And so you got to be very efficient with your time.
That game's 7 o'clock Saturday night. And speaking of 7 o'clock, Coach will be at Top of the Hill tonight at 7 p.m. for Larry Fedora Live.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
They'll kick off that game at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. That means our coverage will start at 4 right here on WCHL. And this weekend, we're going to be broadcasting live from Hickory Tavern in Carrboro. So we hope you will join us. 6:45 at WCHL, the inimitable Aaron Keck is straight ahead.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hi, I'm Sarah Cooney, owner of the Root Cellar Cafe and Catering. You've noticed this Washers Market Chapel Hill, but we recently changed our name, and I invite you to come check out our new look. We stayed true to the concepts that made Foster's legendary. Scratch-made food, fresh local ingredients, and a commitment to our local farms and community. We've also added some exciting new menu items. Think of the Root Cellar as an old friend with a new name. Visit us on MLK for delicious food, made right, right here, or at RootCellarChapelHill.com.
For beautiful grand beaches and grand, exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights begin from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent. It's
time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to get used to this. Aaron Keck in here working another
good morning
22-hour day. How you doing?
It's not quite 22 hours. It's 21 and a half at most.
Well, that's okay. You know, as long as you can hold it under 22, I think you'll be okay.
Yes, yeah. That's what they tell me.
But I enjoyed listening to you on the evening news yesterday, knowing that they were having to prop you up and keep you awake. And,
I was actually a hologram for the last 2 hours.
Really?
It's a little known fact, yeah.
You shouldn't spread that. You shouldn't tell people that. Because
okay, that's true. It was all me.
They couldn't tell the difference, you know. But you sounded good. You sounded like you were awake, and I'll just be interested to know if you're that way at the end of the week.
Check that with me on Friday. I'll need someone to check in with me because I'll be fast asleep in the studio at 4:58.
Well, then that will be more of a typical evening news.
Yeah, there you go.
I know it's a little foggy out there this morning, but what's happening on the roadways?
Not much in terms of traffic. It looks like we've got a little bit of a slowdown on Fordham Boulevard heading north through Chapel Hill. If you're heading towards Durham, you might see some slow traffic. But in general, not a lot of traffic out there on the road. Still well before rush hour, but as Ron said, it is a bit foggy in places, so be careful as you're driving around. If you're seeing anything we're not reporting, be WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro. That's our new Twitter handle. Or you can give us a call in the newsroom, 967-8363, and let us know what's going on.
It's worth noting that it's a little foggy inside the studio this morning as well.
Yes, that's true. But that's because of all the hot air emanating from Ron's desk.
From that side of the...
From me, yeah. It was fine until I came in and I was like, traffic, and now it's just fog in here.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll talk to you about 7:15, something like that.
Yep.
All right.
The fog should have lifted by then.
Yeah,
And we will reestablish it.
My goodness, you never know. Aaron Keck, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
And time now to turn to your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 71 degrees, believe it or not, about 10 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. Mostly cloudy, areas of dense fog this morning, as we mentioned, a 50-50 chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s and some strong winds later on in the day. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies, 70% chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Our overnight low, about 68 degrees, and again, we'll have those winds. Tomorrow, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms in our forecast with a high tomorrow in the low 70s, and also some pretty gusty winds late in the day. So not exactly a great forecast. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Yeah, we got a few of those, as usual. Actor Roger Moore, who once played James Bond, is 87 years old today. Former White House counsel John Dean is 76 years old today. Fashion designer Ralph Lauren, 75. Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues, 68 years old today. Actor Harry Anderson is 62. Remember him from Night Court? He played the judge, of course. Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science. He's 56 years old today. Actress Lori Petty is 51. You know, what I remember her most from is her role in A League of Our Own. She was the blonde pitcher in that movie, which was an excellent movie. Major League Baseball manager Joe Girardi, 50 years old today. Actor Steve Coogan is 49. Natalie Maines, lead singer of Dixie Chicks, 40 years old today. Usher, another really incredibly talented entertainer, 36 years old today. Television personality Stacey Keibler, 35. And actor-comedian Jay Farrow, who is one of the new cast members last year on Saturday Night Live, still with him, of course, this year. He's 27 years old today. Jay Farrow, really funny guy. Does a spot-on President Barack Obama impression, that's for sure. We got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Sherry Siddall, Lee White, Deborah Stevenson, John Winstead, Ted Barnes, Rosalind Knight. Kimberly Durham has a birthday today, as does Erica Goldstein, Simone Weddle, Jason Stack, Jeffrey Quinn, Jacob Robel, and Lamar Willis is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Lamar. Kathy Clayton Corn has a birthday. Barbara Gallagher has a birthday. And our birthday winner today is my friend Don Rowan. Don Rowan has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Don. I hope it's a good day for you. We got a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, that we'll be getting to you. Don Rowan, congratulations and happy birthday, dear. It is 6:52 at WCHL. It is Rock and Roll Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Stutz here along with Freddie Kiger.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be back.
Rock and roll.
It is.
Well, I know that you are responsible for coming up with these trivia questions, and I always look forward to that, particularly on Tuesdays.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And I'm just not going to let you down.
It's a highlight of my week on trivia.
Ron cannot. He can't get enough.
Can't get enough of your love.
Bad company?
That's right. You are bad company.
No, I'm not. Come on.
Yes, you are.
We have fun together.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. All right, here we go, folks. Number one tunes is our category on this very day. Very day. Mm-hmm. October the 14th, 35 years ago, this was the top tune in the land, named the song and the artist, Maestro Ron. Put the needle on the vinyl.
Here we go. Everybody listen carefully.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because
that ought to give you a hint there, right there.
It's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
Ah, that ought to do it right there. What's the name of the song, and who is the artist? Do you have any idea? Call me right now. I'll let you listen to one line here. I got it. How about you? All right, I think that's probably enough. Everybody ought to know it by now. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL, and tell me the answer to the question, name of the song, and the artist, and you can be a winner.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sarah Waters is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. That's because she coordinates
host the amazing Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival, an event that brings so much joy to so many people twice a year.
We've got a great 4 days of music and dance and art for people of all ages. About 60 bands on four different stages for all 4 days. Two really big stages and a dance tent and then a smaller stage. And right next to the small cabaret stage, we've got a kids area for the little kids all the way up to teenagers. All sorts of activities and music workshops and dance workshops. And we've got sustainability workshops where you can learn about how to kind of live more green and help protect the earth. It's basically a lot of fun, a lot of learning, and a lot of coming together with new friends and old friends.
The Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival just took place this past weekend, but it'll be coming back around again in April of next year. So make your plans now to be there. Sarah Waters and a lot of other folks will be working hard to make it happen.
How did you get to the Chicory Hills Festival?
Oh, goodness. You would ask me directions.
I know you print a map on the back of the program here because it's a beautiful 72 acres worth of property. Rolling hills are in just a wonderful place, but it's kind of hard to get to if you haven't been there before.
Well, it's not too hard. I think people get a little nervous out in the country, but we have directions on our website. I'm not even going to begin to give directions, but it's fairly easy. It's actually about 20 to 30 minutes from Greensboro and Chapel Hill and a little less than an hour from Durham and Raleigh. So it's not really far from anywhere in the triangle.
I think the best thing to do is just send everybody to the website because it does have directions there. ChicoryHillsGrassroots.org.
Yes.
So go there. It's 4 days of music and a whole lot of other stuff. The Grassroots Festival, Chicory Hills, music and dance, music lovers paradise, all kinds of music from rock and roll to bluegrass to Zydeco to Latin music to roots music to you name it. So it's all there. Hey, Sarah, this must be a heck of a deal trying to coordinate all this stuff.
It is. It's pretty amazing, pretty rewarding. It's a lot of volunteers. We've got about 1,000 volunteers that work with us and more come together as we get closer and closer to the festival.
And they all volunteer because it's so much fun.
Yeah, they love it. And you get to know a lot of great people, and it's very rewarding.
There's just about every kind of music imaginable with something for the whole family. Watch for it in the spring. The Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival, coordinated by Sarah Waters, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 657 at WCHL. Can't get to all the phone calls this morning.
Yep.
Michael Jackson.
That's the one.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Written and recorded by the self-proclaimed King of Pop. Right. The tune was the first single from Jackson's fifth album, titled Off the Wall.
Well, I was wondering why you were wearing one white glove this morning.
Well, it's like the New York Mets. You remember that story, that joke?
I'm not sure.
Why do the Mets and Michael Jackson wear one glove? For no apparent reason.
All right, the answer to the question this morning, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson.
You want to hear a little bit more of it?
Here we go. Pretty unmistakable Michael Jackson. You can tell it's Michael Jackson, but the problem that most people had was naming the song. And the name of the song is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Congratulations to Betsy Aiken of Chapel Hill, who knew the answer to the question. Betsy gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much for all the phone calls this morning. All right, here we go. Don't stop till you get enough. Michael Jackson, WCHL.
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair available for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Kind of the proverbial cloudy day today. Mostly cloudy. We have some dense fog this morning. 50-50 chance of rain. Look for a high today in the upper 70s. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
News, I'm Peter King. A Dallas nurse continues to recover after catching the Ebola virus from a patient who died. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
Nina Pham remains in isolation as she fights the deadly virus. She is said to be in stable condition. Friends and others who know the young nurse are concerned.
Sweet girl. Unfortunate. You know, it's sad. Somebody so young and, you know, hopefully she makes it through it.
Pham has received a transfusion of plasma from an Ebola survivor. Plasma from survivors contain antibodies that can attack the virus. Pham says she does not know how she contracted the illness. Steve Futterman, CBS News. Dallas.
A 56-year-old UN medic who caught Ebola in Liberia has died in Germany, and 800 Sierra Leone peacekeepers have been quarantined after a team member tested positive. It's already another day of heavy weather in the south after yesterday's storms left a long trail of destruction from Texas to Alabama. Michelle Williams of Hinesville, Arkansas, lost her home.
There's only one way, and that's forward, because it's heartbreaking.
There were several reported tornadoes. At least two people were killed. Power crews have been trying to restore electricity to hundreds of thousands of people blacked out. President Obama leads a meeting on the fight against ISIS this afternoon. CBS's Peter Mayer is live at the White House. Peter, what's expected to come out of these talks?
Well, first of all, Peter, keep in mind this is the president's first meeting with the defense chiefs of more than 20 countries in the anti-ISIS coalition. He's expected to emphasize the overall strategy to destroy the terror group. Military planners hope this meeting will better define each country's role in the fight. The president's been pushing other countries to join the effort while preparing the U.S. for an anti-terror mission that will likely continue after his White House term.
The boom in e-cigarettes also means more exposure and more possible danger for children. CBS's Vicki Barker is live with the story.
Nearly 3,000 people have called Poison Control this year about exposure to liquid nicotine, over half involving children under six. Just 3 years ago, such calls numbered in the low hundreds. No reported deaths, but vaping industry leaders say parents should treat e-cigarette refills like any other dangerous household product to be kept out of reach. Poison experts also calling for child-proof caps on refills to become the industry norm and for an end to e-cig candy flavors. Peter?
Well, flyers never expect a plane to come apart in flight, but that's exactly why an American Airlines jet had to return to San Francisco yesterday, an hour after taking off for Dallas. James Wilson was one of 184 people on board.
All the interior plastic panels insulation started ripping.